Let's rise to our feet. Interestingly, he has labored in this environment for many years, and God is still using him here. Please welcome with me Bishop Francis Waleoke.
Big, big, big hand. Praise the Lord. Let's salute the King of Heaven. Just wave your hand and worship him. Say something sweet to him. It's in his light that we have light. He's our glory. He's the lifter up of our head. It is in him we live and move and have our being. Apart from him, we are nothing. Everything that we have, he gave us. Everything that we are, he made us. We give him all the praise, all the glory due to his name. The eternal rock of ages. The Alpha and Omega, the one who sits upon the throne, the one who controls everything happening in the universe, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God who inhabits eternity. Before the mountains were brought forth, ever before you lay the foundation of the earth, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You have no rival. You have no equal. You have no competitor. You are God alone. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. We worship you today. We honor you today. We celebrate your majesty. We declare your grace. We acknowledge your mercy upon us. We celebrate you, for the Lord our God in the midst of us is mighty. He will rejoice over us with singing. You are here today. Receive all the glory. Receive all the honor. Blessed be your name. Let your word come today. With life, with power, with grace, with mercy, with favor. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. Thank you, Father. Now, somebody, you have an eye problem, you are wearing contact lenses in the two eyes. I don't know you. The Lord has touched you. You are healed. You won't need those contact lenses anymore. The Lord has given you perfect 2020 vision. Amen. To the glory of his name. Oh boy. Somebody, you are suffering from thyroid. You're on medication. Your medical treatment. And the Lord has removed that affliction from your body. Amen. You are healed. Amen. Somebody, you've been dizzy. For quite a while, you are dizzy, you are drowsy. When you sleep and you wake up, you are still tired and exhausted. The hand of the Lord is upon you now. Amen. You are healed. Amen. Healed. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Oh, play that music of, there is a lady here. You lost a pregnancy last year. I don't know who you are. Your maker is here. The lover of your soul is here. He saw your pain. He saw your agony. And he told me to tell you that for your pain, you will have double. Amen. This year, God is giving you double. Amen. For you will conceive. There shall be no miscarriage. You will carry to terms, and you'll be delivered of a set of twins. and you will glorify the Lord. House of David, give the Lord a shout of joy. We give him praise. 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 Thank you, Lord. Somebody, you came here with a terrific, terrible toothache by the left side of your mouth. Terrible. Now receive instant healing. You are free. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Your 2022 shall be great. Your 2022 shall be glorious. Your 2022 is blessed. The Lord will lead you from blessing to blessing, from victory to victory, from success to success. He will show you the way. He will lead you step by step. And every step shall be a miracle. You will not miss his purpose for your life. All adversary will bow before you. You are blessed. Irrevocably blessed. Irreversibly blessed. Those who bless you shall be blessed. Those who curse you shall not prosper. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever you lay your hands upon to do this year, you will prosper. Peace be unto you. Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Give the Lord a hand and sit. And take your seat. Thank you very much. Glad to be in the house this morning. The house of David, house of worship, house of the prophetic, house of the word, house of praise, house of victory. David stands for the house of revelation, house of insight. The house of David. The Lord will take you from glory to glory. I celebrate Pastor Kingsley Okonkwo and Pastor Mildred. Please celebrate them. Give them a hand. Give them a hand. Give them a hand. Give them a hand. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He leads well. He is worthy of double honor. When I came in here today, I've been in the first service. I saw the arrangement. I saw it from my son Samuel picking me at the hotel. I felt like the Queen of Sheba. I'm overwhelmed. I'm Pastor Kingsley. You have reignited my hope for the future of the church in Nigeria. Please give him a hand. Please give me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Before going into the world, our publishing house brought some of our products. So go to the table and buy the truth and sell it not. Stepping into greatness. Somebody prophesy. Say, I am stepping into greatness. What are you stepping into? Okay, go discover the secret. The precious blood of Jesus is a very strong word. I wrote it by revelation. You will discover when you read it. The weapons of our warfare. We'll get a copy. Alone with God. It has gone through several editions. It's our bestseller up to date. Igniting prayer revolution all over the world. Changed from glory to glory. So let me get that out of the way and then go feast at the table. It is well. Praise the Lord. Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Genesis chapter 18. And I read from verse 17. Genesis chapter 18. Verse 17. hear the word of the Lord. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do? God wanted to make Abraham great. And he decided to show him the secret of greatness. He decided to make him know that it is only what he, God, does that is done. Only what he blesses that is blessed. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain, they build it. Somebody, you are hearing me now. The hand of God is on me to deliver to you your inheritance. This year, you will build houses. Somebody. Ramakaboko di katayapa. Now listen today. If you are on a building project, at whatever stage, whether the land, or you've laid the foundation, or you brought to a place, and you have not finished, stand on your feet wherever you are. Everybody praying in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Maramu kudi keto kubagaya. If to kamakaludi, taramakaboko di ketrebogode. We release divine help upon you. The Lord will help you. The one who is Alpha and Omega has finished the building. I see a fully furnished property delivered to you. Receive it. You will testify. In Jesus' mighty name. Sit down. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain. They build it. If you are trying to do what God has not done, you labor in vain. And this year, you will not labor in vain. Amen. Somebody prophesy, say this year, I shall not labor in vain. Every prophesy to your neighbor, look at somebody elbow to elbow, say this year, you shall not labor in vain. And discover what God is doing and connect into it. Abraham was great in time. Abraham has become great in eternity. How come God did not hide from him what he was doing? God unfolded to him, revealed to him very clearly his plan, his agenda for Abraham, for Abraham's family, and for humanity. And Abraham connected with it through faith and obedience. And now, 6,000 years almost after, we're still celebrating him. When you discover what God is doing and you connect to it, he makes generations yet unborn to celebrate you. When you are doing what God has done, success comes easy. And then success after success. And before you say Jack, you are on top. Lift your hands. Whatever these hands touch this year shall prosper. Amen. The Lord will crown you with success. Amen. And success. Amen. And success. And success in your career, in your business, in your family, in your ministry, in your finances, in the name of Jesus. The eyes of your understanding shall be enlightened. You will see what God is doing clearly in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen. Now listen to this. Listen to this now. I read that scripture again, and the Lord says, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do? That was Abraham's secret. Abraham was doing what God has done. That's the secret of all of God's champions. In making Moses great, look at what God told Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 31. Deuteronomy 5, verse 31. Hear what God said. And God said to him, Deuteronomy 5, 31, are you there? He said, but as for you, he said, leave others. Let them run all over the place and do whatever they like. But for you, stand down here by me. And I will speak unto thee. Somebody say revelation. Louder. Louder. I speak unto thee all the commandment and the statutes and the judgment when thou shalt teach them that they may do it in the land which I give unto them. God said, take your place here. I'll show you what to do. I'll tell you what to say. I'll tell you where to go. You will do what I'm doing. You will say what I'm saying. You will go where I send you. And I will make sure you prosper. This year, you will prosper greatly. Amen. That amen can be louder. Amen. That amen can be louder. Amen. This year, you will prosper greatly. Amen. This year, you will prosper greatly. Amen. The Lord will lead you. Amen. Step by step. He will give you revelation. Amen. He will give you insight. Amen. He will direct you. Amen. He will bring destiny helpers. Amen. You will rise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Stand here by me. I'll show you what to do. I'll tell you what to say. I'll show you where to go. And then that means success even before you start. Because I command the end from the beginning. That's our God. That's the secret of our Lord Jesus Christ, the ministry of Jesus. He wasn't just doing anything anyhow. You see, if you're a casual reader of the Bible, you think, oh, Jesus just woke up one morning and just went to preach wherever he wanted. No! He was following the divine blueprint. If you watch Jesus Christ, he will have spent either all night in prayer or very early morning and obtained the script for the day. In John chapter 5, let me read verse 19 and let's see what he said. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, that says, truly, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing. Somebody say nothing. Louder. Louder. Nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For whatsoever things by he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise. So he took his time to find out, Daddy, what are you doing today? Daddy, where am I going? Daddy, who have you healed that I should heal? There's a scripture we always quote in prayer, and it's valid. Our application of it is valid. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Then that's Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Whatsoever you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. But I read a version of it one day, Pastor, that startled me. He said, whatsoever you bind on earth must have been bound in heaven. Whatsoever you lose, so it is my prerogative to know what heaven has bound and execute it on earth. I'm the agent of God on earth to find out what heaven has loosed and lose it on earth to do what God is doing. Jesus said, I can do nothing, nothing except what the Father revealed to me. That was the secret of Apostle Paul, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 26. Look at this. Let's read from verse 13. Paul was narrating his conversion experience and his encounter. Okay? Acts of the Apostles. All right? Okay? He said, at midday also, okay, I saw on the way a light from heaven. Lift your two hands to God. Church, lift your two. I command light from heaven to shine upon you. The smile of God's face to be upon you. Every day. Every week. Every month. Every move. Every act. Every step. Throughout this year. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Now, listen to this. Look at this. Light from heaven. Brightness of the sun shining round about me and them which journey with me. Now, pay attention to the one about those who journey with him. Okay, good. Go to verse 14. Look at this now. Verse 14. And when we were all falling to the earth, all of them had the encounter, fell to the earth. I had a voice speaking unto me. It was only Paul that had a voice. All the others didn't hear nothing. They only heard a sound. And say unto me in Hebrew tongues also, what passed that means is that for thee to kick against the prick. Verse 15, please. Go ahead. And I said, who are thou, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus, whom thou passed the revelation. Somebody say revelation. Revelation. Louder. Revelation. That divine encounter changed Paul's life. He was going this direction. And when he met with God, there was a turnaround. Verse 16, I'm going somewhere. Look at this. But rise. You are going to rise this year. Amen. To a higher level. Amen. And gain momentum. Amen. And rise higher. Amen. And higher. Amen. And that amen is weak. Amen. And rise higher. Amen. Every ground you have lost, you will recover all. Amen. Those that have gone ahead of you, you will overtake. You see, in this journey, overtaking is allowed. You will overtake and overtake and overtake in the name of Jesus. Back in verse 16, look, rise and stand upon thy feet. Now we're getting to it. For I have appeared unto thee. Revelation. Somebody say revelation. I have appeared unto thee. For this purpose, Marama Kayaba. Everybody praying in the Holy Spirit. One minute. Makula Makatoko Ribu Kodikita. Miklebo Kudeketekeru Kubakaya. Ayama Kabakada. Katurama. Aramu Kudekete. Korimu Kodiketra Bokora Bakaboya. Mimble Pokoske Tuke Lubiketo Kurekabagaba. Makarabaga. Makaraba. Mupeketo Marabaga. Thank you, Jesus. Just wait a minute. Jesus appeared to Paul to clarify his purpose for his life. Purpose. Paul lived a purpose-driven life from that point on to the very end. He didn't do anything by chance. He didn't do anything by accident. He didn't undertake any journey, all his missionary journey, everything he did on purpose, because the purpose of God for his life had been revealed to him. Lift your hands up to God. Say, Father, reveal to me very clearly your purpose, your agenda for my life this year, and help me to run with it. Somebody shout amen. Hope, I've appeared. Go ahead. Do the purpose. To make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen and those things which in which I will appear unto thee. So God guaranteed Paul a life of revelation. I've appeared to you now, I will appear to you. God has saved us, has given us the Holy Spirit, so we can connect with the mind of God and do what he is doing. In Psalm 25 and verse 14, the Bible says, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him and he will show him his covenant. He will show him the secret of success. He will show him the secret of greatness. He will show him the secret of how to be relevant in time and in eternity. Pastor, I know you are praying for me. Just keep praying for me. I want to be relevant in the plan of God. As I stand here by the grace of God, I can tell you a story as far back as 1975. I can tell you a story as current as this morning. And I want to stay in the presence of God to continue to be relevant. If you are seeing what God sees, my friend, people will flock around you. If you are doing what God is doing, you will do extraordinary things. The Bible speaks of Moses that he endured as seeing the invisible. Look at what Moses did. He brought a whole nation, average 3.5 million people, out of slavery, generational slavery, 430 years. He broke the back of Pharaoh, the most powerful modern corner. He drowned his army in the Red Sea. He opened the heaven. Men ate angels' food. He struck the rock. Water came out of the rock of flame. Moses, where he was a fugitive, Maranataya, he returned as a god to Pharaoh because of revelation, divine encounter. Look at the difference in Moses' life. When he was about 40, he perceived that he was a deliverer of the people of Israel. So he went to work. Let me go deliver them. My people, my kinsmen are suffering. And he burnt his fingers. He had to run for his life. He failed woefully. And he didn't want to go. From there, if you talk, you say ministry. When you say me, before you go for that, Moses had disappeared. He didn't want to have anything to do with it. But when God appeared to him in the burning bush, the story changed. He complained. He was telling God what God did not know. Excuse me, God. I know you are the Almighty. In case you don't know, I cannot speak. You are making a mistake. My brother Aaron is there. He's a better speaker than me. Leave me alone. But after that encounter, what he could not do at 40, prime time, he failed at 40. He came back at 80, aged man, and he succeeded in grand style. Lift your hands to heaven. Where you had failed before, go and succeed. Where you have messed up before, go and triumph. Where you have been rejected before, you will be celebrated. In the name of Jesus. Now, son, thank you for giving me the ministry. Is somebody here? Your family is in Texas. Texas. And you have been struggling to go and join your family. You are the only member of your core family that is still in Nigeria. In Texas. They are trapped there. You are trapped here. And you have attempted to go, and the road appeared blocked. And the Lord asked me to tell you, I have made a way where there is no way. Mabature kedoboka patinde kudukuda. The same place where you were rejected and you were refused a visa. Go back there. They will give you your visa with apology. One, two, three. The Lord asked me to tell you, within the next 3 months, you will be together with your family. Come on, give the Lord a shout of joy. Give him a shout. So Moses succeeded where he was. Once fair. The man who said, I cannot speak, he wrote Genesis. Rules, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. If you don't wonder, let me ask you, how many of you have wondered how Moses succeeded in writing Genesis? If you have wondered about it, raise your hand. Somebody, you may not wonder about Exodus, okay, it was part of the story. Numbers, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, okay. Was he born when Adam was made? Was he alive in the time of Abraham? 430 years earlier. And he got it back. Was it there in the day of Noah? How many of you remember in Exodus when Moses was staying in the presence of God? Ah, this year. Prioritize the presence of God above everything. That is where he shows you what he does. He doesn't cast his pearl before swine. No, no, no. He doesn't give his revelation to a casual person. Hello, God. Good morning, God. I'm going to walk. No, no. You stay there. You stay there. You persist. You insist. You ask. You push. You remember when he said, God, show me now your glory. And God said, my glory? You can't see. I'm the one whom no man has seen and no man can see. I dwell in light that no man can approach unto. You are asking for my glory. You are asking for a big thing. Okay, because it's Moses. I will put you in the cleft of the rock. I will cover you there with my hand. I will make you see my back. You won't see my face. He said, that's enough for me. Just do it. And then God put him in the rock and God passed by and declared himself merciful. I will have mercy on you and will have mercy. And he saw the backside of God. And the backside of God gave Moses insight and understanding to what had happened in the past. He understood clearly what happened in creation. What happened with Noah? What all those details? Because he saw the backside. God refused to show him the front, because if he did, he would have been able to say everything until eternity to come. God said, no, but see the back. Revelation. He will show it to you. He will reveal your plan for his life. His plan for your life, rather. Amos says something, Amos 3, very audacious declaration. Amos 3, verse 7, he said this, and the Lord said, surely, oh, somebody say surely. So we're not speculating, we're not guessing. Surely the Lord will do nothing, but he revealed his secrets unto his servant the prophet. God reveals secrets. And when it does, it makes a difference. Daniel will have died with the wise men of Babylon. And the king dreamt, Pastor Okonkwo, the king dreamt. He forgot his dream. He knew the dream was significant. And he called his wise men together and said, interpret, tell me my dream. And tell me the interpretation. He said, king, O king, live forever. Tell us your dream. When the priest said, you are playing for time, I will kill all of you. Man, did I sleep with you on your bed? Did I get into your head? And the man wanted to kill them. But Daniel went to his brethren. And they desired the mercy of the God of heaven. Lord, show us. Let us not be a victim of this situation. And verse 19, Daniel chapter 2, Daniel 2, 19, please. He said, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do? Galatians 2:2. Paul said, when he went to Jerusalem, I went by revelation. I'm here today. You see, Pastor Okonkwo, thank you for the invite. Thank you for the honor. I don't take it for granted. I celebrated you in the first service, and I celebrate you on and on and on, because you are a pride and joy to the body of Christ. Please give him a big hand. Pride and joy to the body of Christ. You are a pride and joy to the body of Christ. Sit down. When we were talking about my coming, we first pick a date, and we were navigating the week. It was so choked. We were navigating. Eventually, it came to Sunday. Today. By divine arrangement. For him to yield his platform to me on Sunday is very huge. A pastor doesn't do it casually. And for me to be here today, I'm in the best place for today. For you, there is a grace I carry. Partake of it. There is a need in your life that the word of my mouth will address by the Holy Spirit. Receive your breakthrough. Amen. Receive your breakthrough. Amen. Every mountain that has stood before you up until now, I command the mountain to vanish. Amen. To vanish. Amen. To vanish. Amen. To vanish. Amen. Every challenge you have been struggling with, receive answers. Amen. In the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon you. The glory of the Lord is upon you. This year will be great for you. The revelation of God shall come to you. Lift your hand and give thanks to God for his word. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Let him hear your voice of thanksgiving for his word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your goodness. Bring your prayers to a close. Lift your right hand and declare, say, Father, don't hide from me what you are doing in my life, in my family, in my business, in my ministry, in my destiny. You didn't hide it from Abraham. Don't hide it from me. Reveal to me your secret for my greatness. Can you pray that prayer? Father, reveal to me your secret for my greatness. Open the eyes of my understanding that will see clearly your purpose, your plan, your agenda for my life, for my ministry, for my career, for my family, for what you have committed to my hand. Lord, make it clear. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. While you are standing there, somebody is here. You are hearing me. God wants to forgive your sins. God wants to give you eternal life. God wants to deliver you from the grip of the devil. He wants to make you his own child. He wants to save you. And he has asked me to pray for you. I want to pray for you. I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I want to make it to heaven. I want to escape hell. I want to be free from the grip of the devil. I want to become a bona fide child of God. Raise your hand. Whether you are young or old, male or female, I'm going to pray for you. Let me see your hand, please. Yes, yes. Raise it above your head. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Raise it high. Raise it high. Raise it. Don't be ashamed. Yes, thank you. Raise it. Raise it. The Lord asked me to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Let me see you. Let me see you. Let me see you. Thank you. Thank you. All of you that raise your hand, including the gallery, at the gallery or anywhere, take your bag, your Bible, your iPad, your phone, whatever you came to church with, and come here. I want to pray for you. Come quickly. 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 Come quickly. I will pray for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Come quickly, 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 quickly. Thank you. Come on in. This is your day. This is your day of grace. This is your day of salvation. This is your day of miracle. Come on, come on, come on. Come on. God bless you. Yes. I'm still waiting for you. I'm still waiting for somebody. Come on in. 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 Come on. Come on. I'm waiting for you. You are worth waiting for. Come quickly. Quickly. God bless you. Come on now. Clap for them. Somebody is still coming. Somebody is still coming. Somebody somewhere there. Join us here. Connect with grace. Come on in. Come on in. Somebody is still coming. Somebody is still coming. Somebody is, I'm waiting for you. The church is waiting for you. Heaven is waiting for you. Come quickly, quickly. Come on in. God bless you. God bless you. Okay, thank you, thank you. Those of you that are in front here, place your hand on your heart like this and pray, say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Give me eternal life. Amen. Receive grace. Receive mercy. Receive God's gift of eternal life. You are delivered from the grip of the devil. You are delivered from the grip of sin. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, look at this lady in this smart uniform. Can you please follow? Follow her. Follow her. Follow her. Follow her. Follow her. Praise God. Please sit down. Sit down 1 minute. I want to do something. Genesis chapter 22. When God wants to make you great, not only will He reveal His secret, He will place a demand on you to test you. He doesn't need anything. He is complete by Himself alone. He owns the cattle on the 10,000 hills. The earth is His and the fullness thereof. When He's asking for your candle, He wants to give you His sunshine. So you don't miss it. I've shown you, I started by showing you in the scripture how God gave Abraham revelation. In Genesis 22, verse 1, and it came to pass after this day that God did tempt Abraham. It was a test. Test. And said unto Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. He said, verse 2, and he said, take now thy son, my son, thy only son. I'm not mistaken. Thy only son, Isaac. Not just your only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest. I know what I'm asking for. I'm not asking for Ishmael. And get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering up one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Revelation. Ah. You know what happened? Verse 3, quickly. And Abraham rose up early in the morning. He obeyed promptly. took Isaac. They carried wood, a picture of Jesus Christ carrying the cross of Calvary, a picture of redemption. God assured Abraham what he was going to do, and he offered Isaac. And God said, I swear by myself that you have done this in blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply. This morning, I want you to sow a seed, a sacrifice of greatness. Somebody please repeat that to me. Say sacrifice of greatness. Loud, say sacrifice of greatness. Repeat, say sacrifice of greatness. Not some mindless money, 5,000, 10,000, you give and you don't miss, no. When you give a sacrifice, you don't forget. Can Abraham ever forget when he offered Isaac? No, no way. You don't forget. It's not that some of you, if you are capable, you can give 100 million, can give 50, can give 20, can give anything, can give houses, can give land. One of my sons has a prime land in Abuja and came to me and said, Daddy, the Lord spoke to me to give you that land. I said, go and pray. He said, Daddy, I prayed. He said, Daddy, with all respect, I knelt down. He said, please don't interfere. It's an affair between God and me. I didn't want anybody to think, Bishop Aluke has stolen the land of one man. He said, don't interfere. It's a covenant between God and me. Please take it. Otherwise, I'll be in trouble. I said, go put it in writing. I wanted him to be sure. He gave it. You can give anything to God. Abraham did, and God made him great. Please take your commitment paper, your pledge. For this year, 2022, this is my sacrifice. If God asks you to empty your bank account, please do. Please do. Please do. Everybody take your pledge paper and you will indicate what you will get and do. But for time, sir, one great man of God, which you know, everybody knows, when he joined a church, a Pentecostal church, one day, the leader of the church said, all workers, wait on. I want to see you at the end of the service. He just joined the workers. And then they waited. And the overseer said, we have a great need. We want to do something in our building. Everybody, all you workers, go close your account. That's what they used to tell us. They say, go close your account and bring money. Bring it next Sunday. The following Sunday, they reconvened the meeting. And the overseer said, yes, I told you to close your account and bring the money. Those of you that did, come now and bring it. Only two. The man, one man and his wife. He said he was so shocked that I was said we should bring. He gave it to him. You know what happened, sir? And the man took note of it. That night, the Lord spoke to the old man, write in your will. That man who obeyed your voice and who closed his account with his wife will be your successor. Nobody will pray for him. He is the one who will conduct your funeral. When they lower my casket to the ground, my mantle will fall upon him. And I will make him great. That man is Pastor E.A. Adeboye. If you want to clap, clap. True story. True story. Obedience to his leader. Close his account. That night, Baba wrote his will, the former overseer, and he sealed it. And he called the general secretary of their council and said, swear to me by God that this document, you will not open it until I'm dead. So when I die, call a meeting of the council, and the first thing you do is open this and read. And whatever I write in there, implement. That's it. You know, obedience. If you be willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. Pastor, please come and help me. I'm done. Plant your seed. Give your sacrifice. Give your sacrifice. Listen to me. This is more than money. This is your seed of greatness. What seed is it? Let me hear you. Let me hear you. Praise the Lord. I want one form too. I want to partake of it. I want to partake of it. I thank God for you. When I see you next year, you will be many times greater than you are today. Many times mightier than you are today. You will command wealth. You will command wealth in every major currency. I didn't hear your amen. You will command wealth. God is giving you global wealth for global mission. Give the Lord a big hand, please.